thorough commiserations, beaten by the better side in the end?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it's no disgrace to come up to Trent Bridge and lose. I think obviously they're a very good side. They've won the group fairly comfortably and unbeaten up here. I think we've got to look at maybe a couple of other games where we're in good positions and didn't win those.
Nipping took all the way through this game for the most part. It was probably the last three overs of their innings that probably turned it.
Yeah, a little bit sloppy towards the end, probably last four or five overs. Probably bowlers didn't quite execute it 100%, and obviously a couple of slips in the field as well, a drop catch and a couple of misfields, and ultimately that probably cost us.
Needed a couple of really big partnerships in somebody probably to get 70 or 80 to win the game.
Yeah, I think we're four down inside five overs, I think, which obviously is a long way back from there, but we had a couple of good partnerships and we got somewhere near, so disappointing, but yeah, like I said, there's no disgrace coming in and losing.
Absolutely, I think they've won 7 out of 7 here, haven't they? They've had one game rained off, but they've won the others.
Yeah, they're a top team, and hopefully they'll go on and represent the North Group at finals day and hopefully go all the way this time.
Just looking overall, as you say, you probably look back at one or two of the other games, you probably think, well, we probably should have won that one. Overall, it's been a better campaign.
Yeah, it's been a decent campaign. Obviously, to get to the last game and with the chance of qualifying is a positive thing, and it's a move in the right direction. Unfortunately, we couldn't quite pull it off tonight. But I look back to the first game against Lancashire. It was a game that we were in a really good position and probably should have forced home. And then the Notts in the other fixture at New Road again in a very good position and probably should have got the 2 points on that.
So. I suppose Leicestershire at Grace Road as well. I think they were 50-odd for 5, weren't they, at one stage? That was another one possibly got away from you.
Yeah, that's 2020 cricket at the end of the day. Like, games ebb and flow, and unfortunately we lost three games at home as well. We obviously you can prepare the wickets to suit your two spinners and your team at home, and we missed out on those as well. There's a lot of ifs and buts, but at the end of the day we only got 15 points, and if we got the 17 that we targeted, we'd have been through.
Move on, obviously, and you are moving forward. There's no question about that. As a squad of players, you've obviously got the 40 overs competition starting again in Holland on me. That's something different.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get the one day kit back on again, and hopefully I think we need a few improved performances. And I think we struggled really at the start of the season in that competition, so we need to bounce back in and. Winning breeds more winning games, so that's all we need to do, and try and turn our form in that competition around, and hopefully they'll rub off in the championship and a few more wins in that competition as well.
Just finally, can you put your finger on why you struggled in the 40 overs?
Not really. No, I think we've a couple of games I don't think we've performed really. I think in the four games I think we've had so far, I think we've underperformed with it back ball and probably in the field. I think we've set our standards extremely high in this 2020 competition, and we'll be expecting a lot more in the coming game.